So as the the practice of meditation develops, we begin to move more and more away from fascination with the content of experience and become more and more sensitive to the process, the process of arising and passing away. So of all the distractions, the memories, the thoughts, the imagination, it's an incredible diversity, universe of diversity. There's no end to content. But when we switch our attention from the content to the process, then we see there's a unifying pattern. It's a very simple one. It's one of arising, passing away. So there's very little wisdom to be gained from paying attention to the content of our minds, even though sometimes in meditation we may think we're on the edge of some new and profound thought or some solution to a problem. But it's usually a Mara, it's a delusion. But what is of far more benefit is to be able to be present to the arising, duration, and the passing away of the mental state. The Buddha tied this simple observation and insight into arising and passing away to larger scale beliefs, belief systems, for instance. He said that belief in eternal heaven, eternal hell, eternity of one kind or another is possible in a mind that hasn't clearly seen the passing away of phenomena. Similarly, belief in extinction, annihilation, the belief that with the death of the physical body, there is complete, there's a complete ending of everything. That kind of view thrives in a mind that has never seen clearly the arising of phenomena in the mind. So this is a very profound experience, although a simple one, very profound implications. So when the mind is calm, clear, then we switch our attention from the breath or our meditation object and open our mind to the process of change occurring in the present moment. So this arising and passing away may be of physical sensation, of feelings, of perceptions, of thoughts, of emotions, sense consciousness. That's not important. We're simply opening ourselves to this flow, this constant flow and change, arising, passing away. If the mind gets drawn into the content of the experience, then you should return to the meditation object. The mind doesn't have enough stability, clarity, to be able to observe the arising and passing away phenomena. When you see the space before the arising of a phenomenon, the space after the passing away phenomenon, you can see how insubstantial it is. It's like a wispy cloud in the sky, nothing to it. Things that had formerly seemed so important now seem quite unimportant.